WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A jury finding the gunman in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting is eligible for the death penalty. Robert Bowers was convicted of killing 11 Jewish worshipers in 2018. The jury rejected defense arguments that Bowers suffered from mental health issues and believed he could stop what he thought was genocide against white people. Jeff Finkelstein is president and CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh.
This was an act of anti-Semitism, not an issue of mental illness. This was hatred towards Jews.
The final phase of the trial will decide whether Bowers should be sentenced to death or get life in prison. A birth control pill will now be available over the counter. The FDA approved the pill O-Pill, which has been on the market for 5 decades. Dangerous triple-digit temperatures continuing coast to coast. The heat dome locked over Texas for weeks, now stretching into California, and residents near Chicago are assessing damage after a series of tornadoes last night. This is ABC News. One of the world's top media executives weighs in on the potential actors' strike and the ongoing writer's strike. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
Disney CEO Bob Iger called the labor unrest very disturbing, telling CNBC writers and actors are already adding to a disruptive set of challenges facing the business. Iger, who recently extended his contract to lead Disney, the parent company of ABC News, said SAG-AFTRA and the Writers Guild of America were not being realistic in their demands. He said he understands the goal of a labor organization is to get the most for its members, but that it will have a damaging effect on the whole business. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Mourning and remembrance in Newark, New Jersey. Funeral services taking place for one of the two Newark firefighters killed last week trying to put out a blaze in a huge cargo ship on the waterfront. Firefighters were able to put the fire out on Tuesday, 5 days after it broke out. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. One person is dead after a crash in Polk County yesterday. The sheriff's office said the crash happened at the intersection of Highways 8 and 46 north of Amory. A car turned in front of a semi that was headed west on Highway 8. The driver of the car was flown to a hospital, but later died due to injuries from the crash. This is the fifth traffic death in Polk County this year. The Eau Claire City County Health Department said that a healthcare facility in Eau Claire has confirmed 2 cases of Legionnaire's disease. The disease kills about 1 in 10 people who get it, according to the CDC. The facility, which was not named by the health department, is following all recommendations, including not using any running water until all areas have been tested for bacteria. And drought conditions got worse in most of the state, but got slightly better here in western Wisconsin. The latest drought monitor shows that 90% of the state is experiencing drought. This afternoon is a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms here across western Wisconsin. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Solving mysteries is hard. Streaming them isn't.
We need to know what happened.
There's someone else pulling the strings here.
This month, get in touch with your inner detective and stream the best selection of British mysteries during Mystery Month on BritBox.
That is interesting.
Watch entire series of fan favorites, including the newest seasons of Luther, Silent Witness, Father Brown, Vera, and more.
My lips are sealed.
No one does mystery like the Brits. Start streaming now with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government
is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tom Albaugh. If I can say my own name, that'd be good. Along with Mr. Aaron Zommer, our producer and engineer. Welcome into another afternoon edition across the state, around the world. Always glad to have you along. Call in number 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Question we're going to ask you this hour. What line is it that you would be unwilling to cross on your job? What would make you stand up in whatever job you have and say, that's not right, and potentially put yourself out there to lose your job? What is that line for you? Maybe there isn't one. Maybe you're like, I need this job. There's probably nothing that my employer would say or do that would make me leave. But what is, if you have one, what is the line that you would not cross at your job? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Asking that question in this context on this issue that's been hot throughout the day, and we're going to spend a little time talking about it on our show, as Mr. Zommers points out, an important issue. Down in Waukesha, southeast Wisconsin, if you're not familiar, suburb of Milwaukee, where we have one of our stations, WAUK, the Shaw, down in Waukesha. Waukesha teacher who criticized the school district's Rainbowland song has been fired. This in a story by Alec Johnson in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The Waukesha School Board has fired a Waukesha teacher who has publicly criticized the Waukesha School District's decision to ban the song Rainbowland from an elementary school concert. Board members voted 9-0 to fire Melissa Temple after a hearing at the district's Blair Administration Building on Wednesday. The hearing lasted almost 4 hours. It was held mostly in open session at Temple's request. After the hearing in open session, board members deliberated for over an hour and a half in closed session before returning to the open session to vote. The hearing came almost 2 months after the Waukesha School District Superintendent James Siebert recommended Temple be fired for a tweet criticizing the district's decision to ban the Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton song, saying it violated district policy. At the time, Temple was working as a first grade dual language teacher at Higher Elementary. After the hearing, Temple's attorney told the media that she and Temple were disappointed with the decision. Quote, this case is not about culture wars or rainbows. It's a case about constitutional rights. And Ms. Temple has them like every other person in this country. I think we are moving forward with next steps. And Ms. Temple looks forward to vindicating her rights in federal court, unquote. That according to her attorney. Here is a teacher, by all accounts, a great teacher, and was fired last night in a 9-0 vote in Waukesha because she had the audacity on her own time to put on social media that she disagreed with the Waukesha School District's decision to ban this innocuous song, Rainbow Land, by Dolly Parton, for goodness sake, and her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus. I mean, with everything out there in the world that our kids can see and hear and read, you're going to go after an innocuous song about rainbows and getting along? The kids love the song. And the teacher had to say, well, we can't sing it now because they told me I can't do it. And we're disappointed. And they banned the song. So the teacher, on her own time, not in school, not on school property, not using school equipment, exercised the right that all of us have. It's called free speech. And had the audacity to say, I don't agree. And yet, the school board last night, 9-0, fired her for violating school board. Apparently, they say that she's supposed to go to her supervisor and say, ask permission to disagree with the school board publicly before she's allowed to do that. I mean, you want to, you know, the old saying, the chicken's coming home to roost? We got a whole hen house full of chickens down there at the school board in Waukesha. These are the chickens coming home to roost from Act 10 and the Scott Walker era, which basically broke the teachers' union, gave teachers virtually no rights in the state. And apparently, according to the Waukesha School Board, Act 10 also bans them from free speech and the First Amendment. I mean, you can disagree with policy, but my gosh, to take away someone's free speech rights on their own time, who do these Waukesha School Board people think they are? I mean, this isn't the Kremlin, for goodness sake. This isn't the Politburo. This isn't communist Warsaw. This isn't Berlin. This is Waukesha, Wisconsin, where I know there's a lot of fine people. But these people on this school board have got an axe to grind against teachers. And clearly, this is the Republican red meat crowd again going after something innocuous as rainbows, because apparently now in Waukesha, if you're a teacher there, you can't even wear a rainbow lapel pin or anything else to say that you might be in solidarity with a gay kid. To say, hey, I'm here for you if you need to talk. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Take your calls on the other side of the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
This weather is brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Bring the whole family to see Toy Story for our free movie day this Thursday. And join us Friday, Saturday, or Sunday for The Princess Bride and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. Showtimes and more at amorytheater.com.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
In the world. Go ahead.
I won't give up or sleep away. It's the only thought I'm thinking of where I stand. I believe we can start living in a rainbow land.
That's the song. You understand? That's the song. Welcome back to the Tattleball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Great job of Mr. Zomers to dial that up on a dime. Awesome job. Thank you, Mr. Somers. That's the song we're talking about. You understand? This is Dolly Parton, for goodness sake. Dollywood. Coats of many colors. You can go to every rural town. I don't care if it's a crossroads. You will not find a burg, I am confident, in the state of Wisconsin that you can play a Dolly Parton song. They're like, oh, Dolly. Oh, I mean, here's the thing. After Betty White passed away, God rest her soul, Dolly Parton should be wrapped in bubble wrap with a 24/7 Secret Service detail. She is a national treasure, by golly. And she wrote this song with her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus. It's about getting along, respecting one another. In other words, it might be a rainbow land. It might be a fantasy to think that way, that we can all get along, but it's something we aspire to, that we can live together in peace and harmony. And this teacher in Waukesha, God love her, Melissa Temple, chose this song for her grade school kids to sing. And some goofball on the Waukesha school board said, well, that's too pro-gay for me. And they banned the song. Told the teacher she couldn't use it. So the teacher, on her own time, took to Twitter and said she disagreed. And last night, for that, she was fired. What is the line that you would not cross? What's the line that you would stand up for in your job? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones in order of the call. First, we go up to Wausau. Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. We appreciate you listening and holding on, Kevin. Kevin in Wausau, what say you?
Well, what I say is that those nine members on the Waukesha School Board are brown shirts, and they're just waiting for their formal marching orders once their hair leader returns to power. What I wouldn't do in my job, where I would draw the line, would be hunting down my neighbors and throwing them in death camps. Mm-hmm. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I think we talked about the Matt Flynn, who follows us, by the way, after 3 o'clock. He loves to say it. How does fascism creep in on little cat's feet? And he's still right. It's the little things, right?
It's the little things that lead to bigger things. Okay. Let's call these people what they are. They're brown shirts, and they're wannabe fascists. And if they get their way, they'll be full-blown fascists.
And the thing is that they're hiding behind this thing of she broke a policy, apparently, that teachers aren't supposed to talk about the school district, on social media.
Well, I mean, that person has a free speech, a First Amendment.
The thing that the left doesn't get, and the so-called moderates on moderate right or moderate left, what they don't understand is that these abnormal wackadoodles will eventually, if they get their way, they will be the new normal. People can't imagine that. They can't get their minds around it. But you look at the Weimar Republic and what happened there, it can easily happen here.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Are you listening on over the air or on the app up there in Wausau, Kevin?
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, Kevin up in Wausau, up at Bull Falls Radio. Appreciate you calling in. You could be like Kevin, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Would appreciate your calls. What's your take on this? What is the line that you would not cross in your job, or what would compel you to do what this teacher, Melissa Temple, did in Waukesha and just stand up for her kids, stand up and say, look, I don't agree with banning a song, an innocuous song, because someone has a political view over it. What would motivate you to do something like that? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Waukesha and go to Dave in Waukesha. Understand that you helped organize the protest yesterday. What say you?
Hi, thanks, Todd, for taking my call. I wanted to, I know you were speaking about the First Amendment rights, and I want to mention all the little ways that the school board in Waukesha is chipping away at the First Amendment rights of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
This year, so far, they have banned teachers from wearing rainbow lanyards. There's something called the Day of Silence, which recognizes the fact that people that are LGBTQ often are silenced in their sexuality, and teachers were silenced by not being able to wear pins, rainbow colored pins, in honor of the Day of Silence back in, I think it was March. Obviously, this week, the big focus is on Melissa Temple. You know, as much as we talk about Rainbow Land and whether the song is appropriate or not, it's really about her First Amendment rights to speak her mind and to share something publicly that's of importance for the public to know. She was fired because of it.
Mm-hmm.
The school board has stripped classrooms of pride flags, of safe space signs. And it seems like, you know, one chip after another, it's not just one huge thing. It's all of these little chips are starting to add up to the board attempting to strip teachers of their First Amendment rights. And I'm knowledgeable enough. I'm part of a parent group here in Waukesha called the Alliance for Education in Waukesha. And we know of multiple teachers that have filed First Amendment claims with the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the Department of Justice is looking into this. It's incumbent upon them to look into this stuff. And I would encourage teachers out there in Waukesha, wherever across the state of Wisconsin, if they feel like their First Amendment rights have been infringed, like Melissa Temple, that they need to go to the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice and fill out a simple report that will let our federal government know that First Amendment rights are not being affirmed by the school district of Waukesha. Mm-hmm. And just because the Waukesha board creates a policy, that doesn't supersede the constitutional rights. And, you know, I know it's been across civic media today, but this is such an important thing that I felt compelled to call into Kristen's show, As Goes Wisconsin. I called into the noon show. I'm going to keep on calling in because people need to know that First Amendment rights are under assault in Waukesha.
Dave, I can't thank you enough for being with us throughout the day and taking this time and calling in, educating. I love it because you're in Waukesha, and correct me if I'm wrong, you said you're part of a parents group, so I assume that you have a child in the Waukesha school district?
I've got two kids in Waukesha. I've got a 7-year-old, almost 8. She turns 8 next week. My oldest is going into middle school. She's 11. And, you know, Todd, here's the thing. I don't know what their sexuality is. I don't know who they're attracted to. But I know that if they were LGBTQ, I would not feel comfortable sending them to a Waukesha public school. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like they would be, I don't even know what the word is. They wouldn't be accepted or supported by the board is the main thing.
Well, I think, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Every student should feel comfortable being who they are, regardless of what their sex or sexuality is. Well, I appreciate the people that are honest and open. I appreciate the fact that people that aren't comfortable being open about their sexuality because they know they'd be persecuted for it. And there are people in Waukesha. You mentioned the good people in Waukesha. There's a lot of good people in Waukesha willing to stand up for the rights of LGBTQ people. Mm-hmm. And we feel like that number is growing, and it's reflected in the majority of people who elected Judge Janet this last spring. I mean, she won the city of Waukesha, right?
Right, exactly.
So there's momentum here, Todd, for sure.
I love this call because it's not a consultant. It's not somebody from outside the town. It's somebody who lives there, who works there, who has kids in the school system. And these are exactly the kind of calls and perspective we need to keep in mind. And to your point, I'll say it again, we in the media should not be painting with a broad brush. I know that's getting a lot of national attention, as it should be. But again, I'm fearful that it's going to paint the entire city of Waukesha as some, right-wing racist community. And there may be, not necessarily racist, but homophobic or right-wing authoritarian type of community. And there may be people on the school board and others who feel that way. But this is not the entire community of Waukesha, number one. And I think that's important to keep in perspective. Number two, you bring up this whole thing with banning rainbow lanyards and pins and whatnot. Here's the question. I'm a longtime United Methodist, all right? And about this time of year, you'd have Vacation Bible School. And one of the stories that's taught in Vacation Bible School is Noah's Ark. And for those of you who might not be familiar, it's the 2x2, the animals go in the ark, the world gets flooded, Noah and his family and the animals get saved, and God creates a first rainbow as a promise that that sort of thing will never happen again, and as a trust between man and God. And in Vacation Bible School, kids paint rainbows with finger paint and everything else, and they take them home. And sometimes they make rainbow shirts at Vacation Bible School and then wear them to church. Is the Waukesha School Board prepared to ban Vacation Bible School rainbow Noah's Ark shirts in the Waukesha public school system?
So here's a really crazy story, Todd. I was in a meeting with a group of parents from around the school district of Waukesha back in February. And I had an opportunity to meet with the superintendent, Jim Siebert. And I asked him, they keep focusing on whatever political, controversial, or divisive. Those are the words that they keep using. And I asked, what are these really about? And he said, well, it's really about getting rainbow-type stuff out of the classroom. And
I mean, I laugh because it's so ridiculous.
It is. But here's the thing. I was lucky enough to record it that night because I was trying to keep notes. And I recorded it, and I gave it to the Journal Sentinel. The Washington Post today has a big write-up on what's happening with Melissa Temple and across the school district of Waukesha. And they have got that quote as well. And the absurdity that comes from around the country, we keep hearing from people who are like, I can't even believe this is happening. For the people that live in Waukesha, we can totally believe this is happening because we know the people in charge.
It's really sad. I mean, it's laughable because it's so ridiculous, but it's sad for folks like you and your kids who have to endure this kind of Neanderthal type of behavior, in my opinion. I mean, to go after getting rainbows out of the classroom, I mean, what's next? What is next?
But that's the question, Todd, and I think that's why we're drawing a line in the sand with rainbows, because we're fearful about what's next.
Yeah. Dave, you're doing great work. Appreciate you so much. Thanks for joining us. David Waukesha, kids in the Waukesha School District. Thank you so much. Stay with us. More calls after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A jury finding the gunman in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting is eligible for the death penalty. Robert Bowers was convicted of killing 11 Jewish worshipers in 2018. The jury rejected defense arguments that Bowers suffered from mental health issues and believed he could stop what he thought was genocide against white people. Jeff Finkelstein is president and CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh.
This was an act of anti-Semitism, not an issue of mental illness. This was hatred towards Jews.
The final phase of the trial will decide whether Bowers should be sentenced to death or get life in prison. A birth control pill will now be available over the counter. The FDA approved the pill O-Pill, which has been on the market for 5 decades. Dangerous triple-digit temperatures continuing coast to coast. The heat dome locked over Texas for weeks, now stretching into California, and residents near Chicago are assessing damage after a series of tornadoes last night. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Lake Air 1260 AM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. One person is dead after a crash in Polk County yesterday. The sheriff's office said the crash happened at the intersection of Highways 8 and 46 north of Amory. A car turned in front of a semi that was headed west on Highway 8. The driver of the car was flown to a hospital, but later died due to injuries from the crash. This is the fifth traffic death in Polk County this year. In a special session last night, the Eau Claire County Board voted to get rid of its chairperson. Nick Smyer was removed as board chair on a 17-9 vote. After the motion, discussion focused on how he handled the investigation into spending by the county's Department of Health Services, which was $3 million over budget in 2019. The board is also set to discuss the county administrator position in closed session, but postponed the agenda item to tonight. A new board chair will be named on Tuesday. And drought conditions got worse in most of the state, but got slightly better here in western Wisconsin. The latest drought monitor shows that 90% of the state is experiencing drought. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer and engineer, the exquisite Mr. Aaron Zommers, on a Thursday, July 13th, 2023. Glad to have you along on this afternoon. Talking a little bit about this Waukesha school board decision, 9-0 last night down in Waukesha in southeast Wisconsin. And this decision to fire teacher Melissa Temple. They claim not because she chose the Dolly Parton
Miley Cyrus song, Rainbow Land. But rather, they're using the excuses because on her own time, after being told she no longer could let her children sing this song, innocuous song about getting along, and that we might someday live in Rainbow Land. After telling her she couldn't use the song, she went home on her own time, on her own computer, own cell phone, whatever, off the clock, and said she disagreed with it. Told her private followers, I did not as a teacher, but just as a citizen, I disagree with what happened at work. How many times, you know, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, do people gripe about work? Ah, such and such happened, really ticking me off. Long day at work. Had people complaining at work to me. Happens multiple million times every day. And why can we do that and not get fired? Because there's something called the First Amendment. Now, if you work for the Department of Justice and you're an attorney, you can't go and talk about your client in public, right? If you're a physician or a nurse, you can't go, well, yeah, we had this one person come into the office today, had a really nasty infection. Let me tell you about it. You can't do that. Or at least you can't disclose the person's name, right? Because there's HIPAA laws. So people are asking how a teacher could get fired for doing this. Where I've heard it on a couple other shows today. And we've been covering it across all of our programs on civic media pretty much today. Someone said, where's the union? Where's the teachers union? I'll tell you where they're at. I had a front row seat in 2011 at the state capitol when Scott Walker and the Republicans abolished it for all intent and purposes. When they pushed through and got Act 10. And at the time, I was working for my former boss, Republican State Senator, Senator Dale Schultz. The only Republican to vote on the state Senate. Only Republican to vote against Act 10. And you say, well, he was just a rhino. Let me tell you a little something about Dale Schultz. Dale Schultz had like a 97.5% voting record with Republicans. This is no squishy liberal here, all right? Dale Schultz in 1994, when I ran his reelection campaign, was the number one target of Democrats in this state because he supported something called the QEO, the Qualified Economic Offer, which basically said that teachers' raises had to maintain, could not exceed the rate of inflation. I mean, isn't that a novel idea, right? And the teachers' union, WEAC, went after Dale, and he survived it. So this is not some squishy liberal, you understand. But his wife is a longtime teacher, business administrator, district superintendent. He understands education. And he said, if we pass Act 10, we are dividing in this state in between the haves and the have-nots. And we are going to create a two-tier class public education system. That was in 2011 when he voted against it. And in 2023, the chickens have come home to roost, and you are seeing the fruit of Scott Walker and the Republican state legislature's labors. This is what they set up to make sure that people like Melissa Temple didn't have a voice. And now they've taken it so far as to attempt to strip her of her constitutional rights of free speech outside the classroom. It should be a national story. And now we have Dave from Waukesha, who has kids in the system, who's talked to the district superintendent down here, James Siebert. And this guy seems like a real piece of work. Waukesha School District Superintendent James Siebert, who apparently told Dave from Waukesha, who has kids in the district, that this whole thing is about getting rainbows out of classrooms.
Rainbow stuff, I think were the exact words.
Thank you. You can't have any of that rainbow stuff. I mean, goodness gracious. Rainbow stuff? I mean, if he said that, I'm taking David his word because apparently the Washington Post has heard it and picked it up. If this James Siebert dude said that, I mean, he's a complete crackpot. I mean, come on. I mean, so Superintendent Sieber of Waukesha, you mean to tell me that you are now going to put monitors in the art rooms of your art teachers in the Waukesha School District? Because apparently we can't have any kids drawing rainbows in art class. Apparently, if a kid comes back to school in the fall and they made themselves a rainbow t-shirt in vacation Bible school talking about Noah's Ark, can't have a rainbow in the class, got to get rid of those rainbows. Are people in Waukesha, is the conservative right, are the right-wing Republicans in Waukesha, are they going into churches and are they taking out rainbows? That's what I want to know. I can't say it without laughing. I mean, is this where we're at?
Are we going to have to go into, like, first graders' boxes of crayons and change the order of the colors?
Right. What about lunchboxes?
Oh, man. Hello Kitty lunchbox with a rainbow on it.
Hello Kitty. I mean, you can't have rainbow lunchboxes in Waukesha. I mean, apparently under the Waukesha School District theory, I mean, if you got a dude that brings in a lunchbox with a rainbow, and you'll come in a pair of pants and you'll go out in a skirt. I mean, apparently that's what they think. I mean, I hope that the Waukesha School District, I hope the voters in Waukesha understand both how dangerous this is and also how much they've made a laughingstock of the entire Waukesha School District.
And even the state. A laughingstock.
Yes.
Like, now that it's national, people are going to be like, what the heck is going on over there?
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. This is fantastic. Somebody from Waukesha, WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha, says this. Are they going to ban prisms? That's a great question. I remember in grade school, middle school science, they gave us prisms, right, to look through. That's a great question for James Siebert, Waukesha School District Superintendent. Are you going to get rid of prisms? Because they create rainbows. Another listener in Lake Geneva, listening to us on WAUK, and beautiful, by the way, beautiful Lake Geneva, right? Said, also, my 5-year-old granddaughter sang the song to me, and I loved it. Signed, Judy in East Troy. Let's dial up. Have you still got that up?
Let's hear I can.
All right, whatever you have. Yeah, let's just. I want people to understand, because I think people are like, well, I'm sure it must be a terrible song. This is Dolly Parton, for goodness sake. Here it is. Here's the song, Rainbowland. This should play in everywhere across Waukesha. I wanted a Waukesha station to put speakers outside of Main Street. Play this 24/7. Here, let's listen. It's the only thought I'm thinking of where I stand. I believe we can. Where at? Living in Rainbowland. Yeehaw! There you go. Living in the Rainbowland, where you and I go hand in hand, where I belong. The pep band at Waukesha High School should play this. I want the choir, the pep band, every church choir in Waukesha singing Rainbowland. Next year when they have the parade down there, I want civic media singing Rainbowland. You understand? I want rainbow flags. I want rainbow bouquets of flowers. Everywhere. This is fantastic. This made my day.
This is
a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's literally just like, hey, man, we could do so much better if we all just get along.
Right. Exactly. 844-967-2789. What say you? 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on this. 844-967-2789. We have to be a little bit lighthearted about it, because otherwise I'm going to pop a cork. I think we all know how painful that can be. It's unconscionable to me. As someone who sat on a small town city council, as someone who sat on a church administrative board, a United Methodist board, someone who was on student council, if you've ever been on any form of an elected body at all, how you could fire someone for having the audacity to speak out on their own time after being told you can't play that song or you can't have your kids sing that song in a choir.
Especially when it's something so ludicrous. It's just like, you can't do this song. And they're like, huh, I don't like that decision. Canned.
I know. All right, let's move on to something else here. Calm down, Todd. Take a pill. Oh, I don't mind if I do. We teased this. Bidenomics. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, the day before. Good news on the economy. A new report shows that inflation has slowed dramatically, dropping back to about 3%, the rate of March 2021, while the jobs market remains strong. Wages are rising faster than inflation, according to Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. A respected publication, Moody's Analytics, says the report suggests that the sharp inflation of the past 16 months was, in fact, a result of sloppy shocks, supply shocks from the pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It turns out that the truth completely contradicts the consistent lies from Republicans that inflation resulted from excessive spending. Been hearing that a lot lately. Well, it's the spending. Turns out, according to a nonpartisan group, Moody's Analytics, it was from the shock of the pandemic and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Other advanced economies continued to struggle with high inflation, and observers noted that U.S. inflation began to fall just after the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin summed up the day's news when she tweeted this, quote, 3% inflation, NATO growing and more solid than ever, huge investment in tech and infrastructure, and Republicans screeching about Hunter Biden's laptop and defunding the FBI. Simply pathetic. There you go. I like that. A little good news. See, we want to bring this, not always ranting and bad news. There is some good news for all of us. The economy is, in fact, doing better. We're going to come back. Mr. Zomers has a bonus board game. Not a bonus, but we're doing board game of the week today rather than on Friday because Mr. Zomers is taking a well-deserved day off yesterday. You're literally, can I say it, where you're going? Is it okay?
I'm going up north. That's not very specific.
You're going fishing.
Yes.
I mean, that's fantastic. If anybody deserves to take a day of fishing, it's you right now, working quadruple overtime right now. I mean, I'm afraid I'm going to come in someday. I'm going to discover that Aaron Zomers is actually an AI chatbot.
Maybe that's how I got Rainbow Land up so fast earlier.
It was already like, in your hard drive.
When I had it up for that earlier song, he asked me, there were like 10 seconds, and I just lucked out.
It was super fast.
It was lucky.
Well, it was more than that. It was good with skill. You understand? That's what you want in a producer. Fine skill. So we'll come back. We're going to have a little bit of a board game of the week. And also, we'll end today, appropriately enough, with a cheap thrill. And there's nothing I like better than a cheap thrill. I'm not a high-class, expensive kind of dude. I enjoy a good cheap thrill. So we'll explain that. We'll end the show with a cheap thrill. We'll have a board game of the week, and we'll prepare for our friend Matt Flynn and Matt Flynn Direct coming up after the 3 o'clock hour. And, of course, if you want to call in, your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Board game of the week. Mr. Zomers, not going to want to miss it on the other side of the Todd Hubble Show.
Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool, easy dinner when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your sandwich on than Country Hearth's Dakota Style 12 Grain. Baked the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey, Dakota Style 12 Grain bread has the flavor your family will love. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on Civic Media. It is now coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn Direct with our friend and colleague Matt Flynn. You're not going to want to miss it. An attorney, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, insight like no other. And here's the thing about Matt. He tells it straight like it is. One of the many great things about Matt Flynn, he just doesn't care. I mean, in terms of, he doesn't care if he ticks you off or not. He's just going to tell it to you the way it is. You understand? As we said at one of our retreats, hey, we've seen some stuff. So don't miss it. Matt Flynn Direct, an attorney. He's going to put all this into legal perspective for you. Matt Flynn Direct after the news at 3 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, then, it is never politics. It's never personal. It's only politics. Get it right, Todd. It is Crudy and Dom and the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. Great show today, I'm sure. At 6 o'clock, another attorney. We are plumb chuck full of attorneys in the afternoon. At 6 o'clock, the Maggie Dawn Show from 6 until 7. Another great program. 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. And then at 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with another edition of Native Roots Radio. Want to get this in quick. Appreciate the text line. This from Lake Geneva. Judy in Lake Geneva said, quote, "Listen almost every day. Learning and debating is what I learned in school. May it continue for our kids' future. Love your program. Thanks, Todd, Judy, and East Troy." We love you, Judy. Thank you so much for shouting out and giving us a shout out there from beautiful Lake Geneva and East Troy area. Let me see here. Also, someone said from Milwaukee, got to think Ms. Temple will have plenty of employment opportunities. So there you go. Also talking about this situation in Waukesha with Melissa Temple. We salute her. We thank her for her work. And yes, I think she will have many job opportunities and probably some good lawyers helping her out as well. It is now 2:52, time for Mr. Zummer's Board Game of the Week.
Welcome once again for Board Game of the Week. Here we are. All right. So today's Board Game of the Week is Rolling Realms.
Oh, Rolling Realms. All right, very good. Explain.
So Rolling Realms is a print and play roll and write. So here's what that means.
I'm sure it is.
That's two categories. So print and play means that it's available online for free.
All right.
And you can print it out and play it at home.
Oh, wow.
And roll and write means it's a type of game where you roll some dice, and then you use those numbers to fill in spots, kind of like a number puzzle almost.
Mm. Oh, nice.
So it's a game that was invented during the height of the pandemic for people to be able to learn a game over Zoom and play it online together.
Mm.
So it's something that you can do if maybe you are not living close to your family, but it's also still fun to play at the table.
Mm.
You can buy a pre-existing version that has little like whiteboard versions of all the cards, and that is $20, but otherwise it will cost you zero as long as you have a way to print it out.
We're not talking a 3D printer, it's just a paper printer.
No. Just a paper printer.
Fantastic. All right, go ahead.
So in this game, you have a bunch of different realms that are based off of other games from the same publisher, okay. such as Wingspan, which I've talked about before, a yeah. bird game. But you don't need to be familiar with those. But each one has its own little puzzle, and you have spots to put the numbers. And so let's say in one of them, there's a box that has one spot for each number on the die and some kind of corresponding benefit you get. So you roll a two, you use the two in that one. Mm-hmm. So now you can't, again, so if you roll a two next round, you have to put it in one of your other puzzles. So it has some similarities. There's some similarities to like simultaneous games of Sudoku almost. And it sounds complicated, but it makes sense once you play it. And it goes pretty quick.
Do you need dice for it?
You do need dice, but you only need two. So you have your game of Monopoly, just steal the dice from it and roll those.
Utilizing other parts from other products. I like that.
Just remember to put them back or you're going to be sad later.
Yes, absolutely, right? And it's free. Otherwise, if you want to buy it, not print it out, what did you say it was? How much?
$20.
And it's called?
It is Rolling Realms.
Very good. Your board game of the week. Thank you, Mr. Zomers. Board game of the week. Mr. Zomers off on a well-earned day off fishing tomorrow. We'll miss you, but here's a little programming note. Our friend Luke Mathers. Yes, it is Tuesday Tangents with Luke on a Friday. Mr. Mathers in. Very, very good. Mr. Mathers in for the entire 2 hours tomorrow with Toddy. And there's a rumor. I don't like to, as they sit on Hee-Haw, I don't go around and spread rumors. So you better be sure to listen the first time. The rumor is we may in fact be graced by Brian Kelly on the same program. So it could be a rising of the phoenix of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian on hour number two of our show tomorrow. Because we're going to be talking about this very serious matter. This is breaking news, actually. The writers have voted to go on strike, the Hollywood writers, Screen Actors Guild writers. And that writer, they're already on strike. The actors, the Screen Actors Guild, SAG, has voted to go on strike. So the writers and the actors are on strike. And Brian Kelly is a member, I believe, of the Screen Actors Guild. So I'll be looking forward to that tomorrow. Also, I believe Kira Sabin is in tomorrow as well, our life coach and positivity psychologist. So a wonderful show tomorrow. I'll be with us then. We'll miss you, Mr. Zomers, but you enjoy yourself. We're going to end the show on a cheap thrill. And why not? Sometimes I just lick my fingers and stand close to an electrical outlet just for the cheap thrill. But no, that's
questionable.
Yeah, that is not this. This item comes from the Department of Cheap Thrills. Did you know that you could see with the naked eye the International Space Station crossing the night sky from your own yard? Well, if you're like my friend Kurt Kohler, you sure do. He got me onto this, and also my friend Tom. That's assuming you have a dark enough setting that you can see the night sky at all. As the station, the space station, crosses the night sky, it looks like a star, and a really bright one, as a matter of fact, like a shooting star almost, in really, really slow motion. There's not really a tail on it, but it's a really bright star. It's a fun thing to see. It costs you, this is almost like a board game of the week, it costs you nothing, nada, zilch. Hence, it's a cheap thrill. The trick is knowing where and when to look, or when and where to look. And for you only need to access web or Google. Google this. Just Google spot the station. Spot the station. Google that up, as my former boss used to say, and sign up for the national program. It'll send you alerts, tell you where it's from, visible for your location. The website, Spot the Station, has a map-based feature to track when and where to look as it flies over. Typically, alerts are sent out a few times each month when the station's orbit is near your location. You'll get notices only when ISIS, that's ISS, the space station, will be clearly visible. Spot the Station will tell you which direction to look in your night sky. And don't worry, the space station is bright. It's hard to miss if you're looking at the correct direction. The International Space Station launched in 1998 and has been continuously occupied by humans since November of 2000. Once you know how to spot the station, be sure to amaze your friends and neighbors with your superpower of predicting its path. There you go. Nice cheap thrill. Won't cost you anything. Go out there and look at the space station. Appreciate everyone being here today. Appreciate all the great calls, particularly David Waukesha. Appreciate Mr. Zomers. Have a great time fishing. And appreciate all of you for being here. No matter if you're fighting for what's right down in Waukesha, no matter what it is you believe in, do not give up. This is Todd Allball. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt Flynn is next. Keep banging your drum.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,